Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Across America. This is episode 41 on your radio dial.
No radio dial.
And today, Robert's going to talk to us about his favorite fictional dragon.
yeah, definitely. The red one.
Okay. Care to give us any more details, Rob?
Breeze fire.
Perfect.
Okay.
Anything
more?
Else?
More? Scaly. Wings. Definitely has wings. More?
Just go as far as you can.
Teeth.
The kids at home really want to know.
Teeth. Eats probably like, I don't know, sheep, people.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Dwarves, elves.
Yeah, any of that stuff. Loves gold, but is not from The Hobbit.
Okay.
So not that dragon.
Not Smaug.
Not Smaug. This one is just a red dragon.
Forever reading the book, I called him Smaug.
Yeah, I thought it was Smaug, too.
Then when they started in the Smaug. Movie, Smaug the Terrible with Ring.
Yeah, he'll always be Smaug to me.
Winds like a hurricane. Anyway, you were walking across the country.
Do they have hurricanes in The Hobbit?
No, but they do mention that the hurricane, the wind from his wings felt like a hurricane. So maybe.
I just didn't think they had hurricanes in that realm. Because they build up in the Atlantic. And then...
Because evil elves that have been buried under the ground being resurrected to fight for an evil ring bearer is not too far-fetched. But a hurricane...
A hurricane in that area is.
Sure. Because weather doesn't apply to fictional things.
No, they can have weather. They just can't have the same weather as us. It would be a typhoon at that point if it's like a larger area, right?
No.
Okay.
None of that's true.
Whatever. Talk about storms. I'm not going to yet, but I will later.
Yeah, that'll be on the bonus poop episode.
No. We're going to get to a storm, but not yet. I got to work up to it. So last we left off, I got across the Mississippi and the Ohio Rivers.
That's right.
Had to backtrack a little bit.
Hauling
butt. Yeah, man. So this episode's going to be pretty short because I'm just going to be talking about couple of states that I walked through pretty quickly,
yeah,
because they're all like, well, I went through Illinois, that little nubbin at the end,
yeah,
and crossed through. But then I was in Kentucky, and I was in Kentucky for a day, and Kentucky, I was heading for, because after I stayed at that motel, that like dusty old timey motel, I went there's 37 miles from there to this other town called Fulton, which is on the border of Kentucky, Tennessee. Like, it's like half in Kentucky, half in Tennessee.
Right.
Which is like weird to me because, like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Okay.
Anyways, so I was going to try to make it there because I was like, I can make it to Tennessee in one day, 37 miles. The only problem was that it was starting to get darker earlier now, like usually around like 7, 7:30.
Right.
When, you know, when I was in Wyoming, it would get dark at like 9 or 10. Or even like midnight, it would still be like...
Could have been that whole time zone thing.
Yeah, maybe. Well, also, you know, it's getting closer to fall. And I think at this point, yeah, I forget like what I mentioned was the last day. I don't write the dates down all the time, so I don't remember. But, you know, the closer it gets to winter and stuff like that, you get shorter days. So anyways, I'm like, I can make it.
Yeah.
Well, Highway 51, you know, head south. I followed that. There's no shoulders, so a lot of the time... I was pulling off the side of the road to let like long strings of cars just bypass
and
jump back onto the road because it was just easier than walking in the grass. But at 1 o'clock, like in the afternoon, a cop pulled to the side of the road, beat the crap out of me. No.
Yeah. That's, take this wallet guy.
They do not like wallet guy in Kentucky.
Try to take our jobs.
Is that a job? Finding wallets.
You want to be a hero wallet guy? Huh?
You have to live long enough to see the hero. Let's go. Something like that.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
That's true. I think of it as more of like you either die a hero or you live long enough to just say you're a hero and you still die. That's what I thought was part of
it. Right. I mean, who's not going to die?
Everyone dies.
Yeah.
Technically, you're dying right now, Jack.
That's not true.
Well, you're going to.
I have a Sam's Club membership.
So you can't die, or you're going to buy something that allows you to live longer there?
No.
Because if you do, it's in bulk, so I'll take some of it.
It's part of the membership.
Oh. Well, whatever you're buying there, it's in bulk, so I'll take three peanut butters if you end up going there.
It's, dude.
Sam's Club's interesting.
Yeah. Part of the membership is Eternal Life, which is really a plus.
How much does it cost?
Sam Walton really tapped into that market a long time ago.
Isn't it, don't they, like, the same thing as Walmart, right? Like the same company, parent company?
Yeah. Yeah. Same family.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think Walmart would want you to live.
At this point, they're printing their own money. And yeah. People are taking it.
Yeah. Taking it.
Yeah.
Giving it.
Both.
Okay. Anyway.
I would take a Walton buck.
Dude, maybe that'll be like in the future.
Exactly.
Just Walton bucks. It'd be like,
here, take a McRib dollar.
Wow. Those will only be available. Those are going to only be available like, you know, 2 months out of the year.
Or a Target rupee.
Ooh, rupees.
I would take a Target rupee.
Hey, quick side note. Playing, obviously, you've probably played The Legend of Zelda before.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever he goes into like one of those antique stores, do you think they go like, ah, shit?
Yeah.
Because like, he just picks up pots and just starts tossing them, breaks the whole thing, collects his rupees, and just walks out.
They're shaking in their boots when I walk in because I'll drop a bomb in there and run.
Yeah. Like an actual bomb, or you mean like a gas bomb? A bomb bomb.
Mm-hmm. That bomb, ba bomb, bomb, bomb.
Oh, I was thinking shake your bomb bombs, but.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, like I was stopped by a cop and I talked to him and I was like, hey, I'm going to try and make it to Fulton. Is there any place in Fulton that I can like sleep? I was like, any park or anything like that? And he's like, nah, not really. He's like, there's a motel. I think there was like a motel like a little bit further or something, but he's like, if you want, just call the
911.
Call 911. They'll rescue you from the side of the road.
If you get in trouble, call 911.
No, but he actually did say call the police department and see what they say, and they'll probably give you a spot to camp. And that was actually something I read on that guy's blog before we started, was that every once in a while when he went into a town, he would call the police department and just be like, hey, I'm walking through. Is there any place I can camp where I won't have any trouble? Stuff like that. And usually the police would like send him to like a park or something like that, and then they'd check up on them just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
nice.
So that's what I did. So I call, especially like small towns, like, you know what I mean?
They're, now, that's interesting that you say that now, that you're in Tennessee. Or
Tennessee.
You're in Tennessee?
Yeah.
That you haven't been calling.
No, I haven't.
You've just been kind of figuring it out.
But that the reason why, and I realized that later on, is because like once I hit Tennessee, right now I'm in Kentucky, but I'm about to hit Tennessee. But like once I hit like Tennessee and headed south, like, I was hitting towns, like, a lot, whereas I wasn't hitting towns. Like, I would hit towns every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
Mainly highway.
Yeah, but it was mostly, like, highway. There's a lot of space in between the towns. Even if I hit a town, it didn't necessarily mean they had a police department or anything. It just meant that they had, like, two homes and a gas station. So when I hit Tennessee, it was starting to be a little bit more condensed, like, city-wise and stuff. So it wasn't too far. So I was like, I'm going to try it out. So I called. And the police department was also, they just said, when you get here, call us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, well, I probably won't be there till pretty late, but I'm going to try. And they're like, okay. So I walked all day. And this was actually, I think, the first day I started listening to the audio drama We're Alive, which was a podcast. It was a zombie podcast.
I was about to say, isn't that the zombie one?
Yeah, that's like the big one. And that was actually what got me. I mean, I already listened to like a couple audio dramas here and there, not like anything big. But this one, like when I started listening to it, I'm like, all right, we can do this. This is what I want to do when I get back. Like, I knew I wanted to do podcasting, but then when I started listening to that, I was like, I want to do the audio dramas, tell my stories, and add some sound effects and stuff.
Tell my stories.
Tell my stories.
Tell my children.
All the fables that I've created over time.
That's right. Wallet guy.
Wallet Gattalope. Guy. Hashtag Gattalope. Mondildo.
The cop that just sat around and chased you. Ah, where'd you find that park? Where
onion,
was it?
Onion Lady.
Onion Lady. Oh, God.
There's a lot, man.
Onion
Lady. A lot of characters in this story.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I started listening to it, and I actually listened to, like, I don't know, like hours and hours of it. And then it started to get dark, and I'm like, I think it got dark around 7, and I was like, I'm still like 2.5 hours away. Do I just camp now, or do I press on?
Yeah.
And because I'm hard-headed, I'm like, no, I'm going to make it, because I said I was going to make it today. I'm going to press on. So I kept walking. The middle of the night, this is the kind of stuff that I didn't tell my mom, because because I knew she would be pissed off or very upset.
Sorry, Mrs. Lamb.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. But I did. I like walked like 2-3 hours just at night on the side of the road. Every time a car, like I saw headlights coming behind me, I just pull the side of the road, make sure they're not going to hit me.
I would just run over, climb about 6 or 7 feet up into a tree.
Yep.
And just sit there and wait for all the cars to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hiss at people.
Yep. But yeah, I would like, I didn't often walk at night, but every once in a while I kind of just felt like it. It was peaceful because there usually wasn't that many cars out on the road, but it was also like, you know, like a little dangerous. Just a little dangerous. Who knows? But I didn't get hit by any cars, obviously, because I'm here talking. Anyways,
yeah,
so
you're here now.
At 9:45, I even wrote down the time. That's when I actually hit Fulton. And so I walked 37 miles that day, called the police.
Ooh.
Said, rescue me.
Gang, wallet guy's here.
Yeah, and they said, we need to rescue him. That guy's a hero, or he's going to live long enough to die.
See himself become a villain.
Oh, that's it. So, anyways, they were like, hey, we don't really have, like, any place that you can really camp. Like, it's a park around here. They're like, if you want, you can just set up your tent behind or next to the police department. And I'm like, okay. That's fine.
Right.
So I like walked to the police department. They just had like this area of grass, a couple trees, and I just set up tent there. Which is funny though, because like when I set up the tent, there's like some cat, and like the cat came into the tent. I was like, all right, fine. And so I like was petting the cat, and then at night when I fell asleep, I put the cat back outside because I'm allergic to cats, even though I have a pet cat now. But I went to sleep, and I woke up to, like, just screaming and, like, yelling and, like, fighting. And I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? Like, it was, like,
I'm at
really
the
weird
police station.
So, like, I was like, oh, okay. So then I, like, looked outside. I just see, like just people yelling. Like, I couldn't see them, but it was, like, behind this fence. And they're just screaming at each other, like, bloody murder. Like, this guy. And it was, like, two guys and a girl. And they're all just screaming. I'm like,
so
is this
what
the
if
police?
She's my sister? I'm in love.
That's probably what they were arguing about. But I was in a daze, so I couldn't really pay attention.
Dude, that's so weird.
But I just thought it was weird because I was, like, at a police station. I mean, I get it's a police station, but, like, it was, like, right behind the police station. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really loud stuff.
They were all cops.
That's what I was wondering. Are they cops yelling at each other or just, like, yeah, people? Like, but who fights, like, next to a police station? Like, don't do that. If you're going to fight and have, you know, sister arguing, brother, half-brother, like, just go somewhere else. I don't know. Cause some disruptions.
Yeah.
Get the cops called on you, and they're right there. They'll be there in two
Shut
seconds.
Shut up and kiss already.
So, yeah, anyways, like, I didn't get great sleep that night because that lasted for a while. but then the next morning I woke up, and it was raining, and I'm like, ah, shit. Like, I don't want to walk in the rain. So I checked the weather, and there's, like, a huge storm coming. I preluded to this.
Yeah, the storm. He's talking about it, guys.
Right, right. I said, like, I'm going to talk about a storm. And this
focus
is the
up.
Yeah. There's just, like, 10 minutes to get to the storm. So this storm was coming in. I'm like, well, let's see if I can, like, get ahead of it or something like that. Or maybe it's going to bypass. So I, like, packed up all my stuff, put it in the cart, started walking. I didn't make it very far when the storm really started picking up. And then not only that, my phone started buzzing.
Ooh.
And it said, tornado warning. And I went, ah, crap. Like, I'm not going to walk in this. So I was like, should I go back to the police station and try to set up camp there? Or should I just get a motel and see if I can find a cheap one? And I ended up finding a cheap motel. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to do a cheap motel in case there is a tornado
right
at any point.
And because there wasn't.
No.
There was never a tornado, gang.
No.
Robert's a liar.
No. The Weather Channel is a liar.
Right.
The weather app is a liar. Okay. Robert was just precautious. Cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't precautious.
I wasn't precautious. I was cautious, and that's why I got the motel room. Because I figured, like, if a tornado came, it's going to pick up my tent.
Right.
But it won't pick up a motel room. Or maybe it will. Depends how strong
either way,
it is.
You'll be in it.
Yeah. You know, either way, but at least I can have, like, a couple walls,
mm-hmm,
like actual.
And a tub.
Yeah, which is
the
safest.
Where you should be.
Or dig a hole, which yeah, we've talked about.
Right, yeah, because you've got 8 minutes to dig a hole of the hurricane.
You think it's going to take me 8 minutes to dig a hole?
How deep are you digging it?
Deep enough that I can lay in it.
It's going to take you a long time.
Not if there's a tornado, bro. I'm going to dig fast.
Sure. With your shovel you brought?
Okay, so, no, bare hand, bro.
Oh, yeah, great.
But my nails were longer then.
Right.
Because I wasn't, you know,
cutting
them.
Sorry.
Listen, I'm just saying, like, hey, tornado's coming.
Right.
Got to dig a hole.
It's another episode of Across America in the books with Jack Austin and Mole Man here, listen, Robert Lamb.
I'm just, all right, fine. You get sucked up into the funnel.
Or I just get the hotel.
Okay.
Or
well, I'm saying if there wasn't a motel.
All right. After this, I am going to walk across the country in a plane.
No. No. First off, no. Second off, after this,
if
we're
I don't
going
sit,
outside.
If I don't sit down.
No.
From liftoff.
Nope. That does not count. It's not the same. It's not the same.
I'll even sleep in camp.
No. After, I say, after this episode, we go outside. Okay. You get a stopwatch. I'll start digging. You time me.
Your cat does not get to help you.
What about my dogs?
You don't have dogs.
I do have dogs.
Your mom has dogs.
Yeah, but she has two of my dogs.
Okay.
I'll use one of them. Just one dog.
You can use the dog.
I can use one dog?
Yeah.
But not
as a shovel, not to let it dig.
Oh. Okay. That's fine. She'll lay down.
Cool.
Okay. Hold on. But what I was going to say is I got the motel. No tornadoes came. And I ended up being okay. And then the next 4 days, because I was in Tennessee at this point. The next 4 days, I just spent in Tennessee, but nothing really exciting happened.
Yeah.
I just slept on the side of the road. I went through, I think this is how I pronounce it, Milan, Jackson, Henderson, and Selmer.
Jackson, Mississippi, or Jackson, Tennessee?
No, Jackson, Tennessee. It was like some small town. But like, I went through those four towns. Nothing really big happened. I just kept listening to podcasts and walking through, and I don't think it stormed anymore after that day. But I was, like, after the tornado, I'm like, yeah, I need to be careful. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But then after that, guess what, Jack?
What happened?
I hit another state.
What state was that?
It was
Pennsylvania.
That's it.
Shock?
And awe?
Was that the state that you hit? Were you in a state of shock?
Shock, yeah. State of sadness because it was coming to a close, dude. I'm getting closer to my final destination.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do this. If you're in Mississippi.
How do you know it's Mississippi?
Because I can see the paper in front of you.
Yeah, I did write it down.
So you're in Tennessee. You're going to Mississippi.
I went Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi. Okay, really quick. How long do you think I was in Mississippi?
Not long. You may have just hit the corner. Were you in it for half a day, 15 minutes?
Close.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
From Tennessee, you weren't there very long at all.
I mean, I guess I could spoil it.
Then you're going through Alabama.
Then Georgia.
Then Georgia. Why'd you go to Georgia? Why didn't you just hit the Florida Panhandle?
No, I wanted to hit another state. I wanted to hit another state, and I was going diagonal, and my friend lived in Georgia.
Brian?
Yeah. That's right.
Brian's a good dude.
I forgot that he's the one who like introduced us.
Yeah, that's right. I have a friend that lives in Georgia. No big deal.
Yeah. So do I. Okay. Take the spotlight, Jack.
No, it's all right. I don't.
All have friends who live in Georgia.
I don't get to talk much on this podcast.
So when someone mentions a friend that you know,
you get Sebastian. You got.
No.
Your aunt.
No, we're not calling. We're not. Those are all fake friends. They weren't real friends. They're friends I just met.
One of them just wanted your body.
Yeah.
And it was Sebastian.
Yeah. But I don't still. It's not the same.
Hello.
The same.
Who's in there? You're sleeping alone in the house?
It does sound like he, or it does did
Hello?
Look like he sounded like that, right? Jack saw a picture of him.
I did. It was not impressive. Sorry, Sebastian.
That's rude.
Bastard.
Anyways, but yeah. I guess like I could just say that since Mississippi, I was in for one day. One day. Slept on the side of the road right off. But right when I entered Mississippi, a guy pulled to the side of the road. Said, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm walking across the country. He's like, oh my God, that's awesome. Here's $20.
Shut up and kiss me, man.
And then I kissed him for the $20.
Yeah.
And then he drove off.
Okay.
And that was it. That was Mississippi.
That's great.
Literally went in for a day, made $20. I made $20 and then was in, bam, Alabama.
You're the lowest rate hooker I've ever heard of in my life. You were in Mississippi for one day and only made $20. 24 hours and you only made $20.
I was in there for 24 hours, made $20, but all I had to do was kiss a dude. Okay, that's a lie. I just said that because Jack said that first.
It's not a lie, guys.
It is a lie.
See how the editor sees it.
I'm the editor.
All right, well, you guys have been through all this to episode 42. I know every single person that's ever listening to this has gone from episode 1 to 41. We really, really very much appreciate you. Please check us out on Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter. And maybe we'll get a Tumblr.
Or someday. Blog Talk.
But go, you know what? Just go to www.7lamb.com.
Is that
number seven? L-A-M-B.
Okay.
And if you go there, you can see all of our podcasts, including the audio dramas that we mentioned a little bit. And you can see everything on there. And
you won't find any information about us.
No. None at all. And don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, because that stuff is awesome, too.
That'd be totes cool.
Helps us out.
All right. Well, everyone have a wonderful day, and I love you.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.